You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Philippines is a few days away from their presidential election, with issues such as the COVID recovery and inequality defining the different lines. The front runner is Ferdinand Marcos Jr., also known as Bongbong Marcos, who is the son of a former dictator well known for his corrupt leadership. Marcos's primary opponent is Lenny Robredo, renowned for leading a, quote, prank revolution, unquote, towards gender equality. To learn more, I spoke to General Fernandez, a New Zealand-based Filipino public relations professional who is currently a postgraduate student at the University at Victoria University of Wellington. I first asked him for a brief rundown of the election's major issues thus far.
So I think one of the main issues here is the son of a former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, Bongbong Marcos, is the front runner in the upcoming elections in the Philippines. And that is, of course, an interesting political development given the history of the Philippines. As we know, the father imposed martial law. And their political brand is associated with things like, you know, corruption, human rights violations, and extravagance. And so the interesting thing is the Filipinos seem to be willing to overlook all of those. And that is, I believe, symptomatic of the failure over the last 30 or so years to effect changes. The opponent, the main rival, the current vice president, Lenny Robredo, is actually a political novice somehow, given that she was thrust into politics after her husband, Jesse Robredo, died. She beat Mr. Marcos 6 years ago in the vice presidential elections. And she is associated with the party of the political opponents of the Marcoses. And it is actually interesting that she has tried to dissociate herself from that party, even if she is running with the president of the Liberal Party, Senator Kiko Pangilinan.
How could the country change if Ferdinand Marcos Jr. wins?
Now, as you know, in the Philippines, presidential terms are for 6 years. And there's always been moves by previous presidents to change the charter to give them a second term or extend that term. And so I'm not sure if a win by Mr. Marcos would really bring the needed changes. He might be able to effect some change. And it is assumed that if Mr. Marcos wins, that he will make some structural changes, constitutional changes. But as I said, we don't know what changes that could bring. One of the things that he has campaigned about is he will introduce more renewable sources of energy. And he has a good track record of that. When he was the governor of his province, he was the four-term governor of Ilocos Norte, that's the bailiwick up in the north. And he under his administration, his term, he built wind turbines, which is helping the province with their energy needs, and that's one of the things that he said he will implement across the country for more energy sufficiency and less reliance on oil. As we know, that's really topical with the war in Ukraine.
But what about the major opposition at the moment, who seems to be Lenny Robredo? What if they win?
I think the camp of Vice President Lenny Robredo brings a breath of fresh air, given that because of her background and training as a human rights lawyer, I think businesses welcome the, in fact, as vice president, her office was recognized by the Philippines Commission on Audit for its transparency. And so I think she brings a hope that it will be a more transparent and competent governance, which unfortunately the Marcos political brand doesn't carry because of the historical baggage that the young Marcos brings with him.
A lot of media I've seen has been using quite strong language, such as democracy is at stake. Do you think that that's fair enough? Do you think that that's a justified term, or do you think it's just kind of hyperbole, basically?
Well, I think there are a variety of views, and one of the things that I think is the basis for that statement that democracy is at stake in this election is because the onset of social media, I think, has democratized access to information. And also, as we know, because of the nature of social media, people can use it to their advantage. And democracies have really used social media to push their messaging. And people allege that they have a top-notch disinformation campaign, sanitizing the image of the family, that they have a revisionist version of history. But then again, you can say that is something that the other parties, the opposition, the other political rivals could have done themselves. But it looks like the Marcoses have done a really good job using these information channels to their advantage. And I think because of this information campaign, the fear is they are feeding people with inaccurate versions of history, which is unfortunately helping fuel that popularity of Mr. Marcos. Because if you will look at the presidential polls, a huge number of Mr. Marcos' supporters are under 30 years old. So these are people who weren't alive during the administration of the father. And so that's one of the things that people are saying. The Filipino voters seem to be willing to forget the abuses and the extravagance of the Marcoses. And I think that is it is what it is.
So why is this election important for Asia and the rest of the world?
I think this is important because the Marcoses have affected the political landscape in the Philippines over the last 50 years. And the things that they did while they were in power have affected the succeeding administrations and the generations of Filipinos. And it is feared that the return of the Marcoses would perpetuate some of those, some of the things that the father did. Of course, one of those includes martial law. While Mr. Marcos' campaign is saying the father is different from the son, those are some of the things that people are saying. And so is this really symptomatic of the trend that we're seeing recently in the world where people seem to be gravitating to authoritarian rule? And so I think that's one of the fears of political observers. Will this election be part of that bandwagon? We should also remember that in the last elections, Mrs. Robredo beat Mr. Marcos despite the projections of Mr. Marcos's victory. And so I think anything can still happen in the coming weeks. Robredo came up with a big upset last election 6 years, and I think people are still hoping that that can happen again. It's more than just about Mr. Marcos, the young Marcos returning to power. I think to a large extent, this is symptomatic of the failure of the succeeding administrations, the post-Marcos administrations, to really effect change, to improve the lives of the Filipino people. And I think the Filipinos are willing to forgive the Marcoses and give another Marcos a chance to lead the country.
That was General Fernandez on the Filipino election.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.